Brewers 360 at 7:45. Brewers 360 sponsored by All Right Home and Remodeling and New Mail Medical Center. Our guest every Thursday is the president of baseball operations for your Milwaukee Brewers. It's David Stearns. David, let's get right to the trade. There are Brewers fans out there that appear to be frustrated by the trade of Josh Hader. Obviously, he's beloved by being such a great closer. You know, some questioning whether or not, you know, if that trade actually helps the team win a World Series this year. What do you tell those fans who want to win now?
I think the first thing I say is we love our fans' passion. And that is true when things are going really well, and it's true when we hit a rough patch or they disagree with decisions. And so we wouldn't trade that for anything. Our fans are engaged. They care about the team. They care about winning. And we care about winning, too. And one thing that we know is the teams that give themselves the best chance to win a World Series are the teams that are competitive every single year. It's something we've done for the last 5 years. We're hoping to get to the playoffs again this year, and we want to do it for as extended a window as we possibly can, because we believe that that is the best chance to ultimately win a World Series. We believe we have a chance to win a World Series this year, and we want to make sure that for as long as possible, we have that chance, we have that opportunity, and we're playing competitive baseball deep into September and into October.
Yeah, David, it's Greg. Are you concerned that removing an all-star like Josh sends a negative message to the clubhouse? Maybe that the future is more important than the present, right? They see an all-star leaving versus what you might see that is a little more big picture.
Yeah, and I think players are naturally going to have different perspectives on these things than a front office will, than an organizational perspective. And I respect that. I think more than anything, they lost a really good friend. And this is someone that many of these players have grown up with, has played with in our system, and they're very comfortable and used to him being around. And so for him to no longer be part of the team, I do think is a shock to the system, and that's very understandable.
So, David, walk me through the process of the roster moves yesterday, because as part of the Josh Hader deal, a pitcher named Dinelson Lament, who was injured for a portion of this season, came to your club, but then we saw he was designated for assignment yesterday. Can you walk us through that process, how that came about?
Yeah, Dinelson was part of the trade. He has a really good arm. And then as we made subsequent moves and worked through roster construction, the roster fit just became much tougher for Dinelson. This is someone who has a really good arm. We'd like to keep him in our organization if he gets through waivers. We also thought that at this point, going in another direction from a roster move perspective made the most sense.
And he was out of minor league options, is that correct?
Because of his service time, you could not option him because of his major league service time. So the amount of time he was in the major leagues, you could not option him.
Okay, so what's the next phase for the roster then? Because in years past, there have been multiple opportunities after the trade deadline to acquire players. What are the rules of baseball allow you to do post-trade deadline?
So at this point, the old waiver trade system that was around a couple years ago, that is gone. So major league trades during the month of August can no longer happen. There is still a lot of waiver activity. There are minor league trades that occur. When players become free agents, there can be free agent signings. But in terms of the conventional major league trade or the waiver trade that used to happen a couple years ago, that is gone for the month of August.
David, the Padres and Nationals had that huge blockbuster with Juan Soto. Did that trade affect the rest of the trades leading into the deadline, do you think?
Well, I think whenever you have a star player like that who is being talked about, it slows things down for the rest of players, and it could potentially push things to a deadline. I do think there was significant industry attention paid to Juan Soto, and deservingly so, and there are a number of clubs who spent a lot of time, effort, and resources trying to acquire him. And so that may have slowed down or postponed the market for some other players as well.
David Stearns, the president of baseball operations on Brewers 360. David, you're always so very open. We always appreciate your candor. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate the time, guys.